Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
These other huge stories, and I'm just disregarding them all for the coronavirus because I always follow my intellect. I always follow my gut. And this coronavirus is the big one. The hype around it, the unified propaganda, the globalist response lets you know it's big. Whether the virus is big or not, it doesn't matter. This is a plan to discredit Trump and to kill the global economy. This is the Chi-Com and globalist strike back. And that's now confirmed. I mean, I don't have the staff to go back, but you all watched it. When we were on air the last 5 weeks saying, when it hits here, the Democrats are going to blame Trump, and they're going to say it wasn't a good response while the CDC tries to cover up what's happening. It's 2 + 2 = 4 type stuff. And I know a lot of listeners are like, Alex, you repeated the last hour stuff probably 10 times. Because when we're in this type of mode, I just go into knowing there's new listeners on radio stations and TV stations every few seconds. I just want them to get that point. And I want the White House to get that point. So Mike Adams has been, again, at the tip of the spear of this entire thing. He's laid out how they're planning to blame Trump for a month. So have we. And now it's that sickening feeling again of being right over and over again. But that's why they want us off air. Again, I don't sit up here and go, oh, look, I was right again, like I'm happy. Everybody else are followers. You know who I have on air? People that are free men and women that are independent. And there's a lot of them. And I wish more of them had big forums. Because I'm not up here trying to be the big swinging dick. I want freedom for my children. I want warriors and people that will tell the truth and people that have a sense of the universe and a sixth sense to connect to God. Because I sit here and watch this and it's always clear. And we're basically always right. A few times they're like, oh, Jones, you hurt somebody's feelings. Say we're wrong. Turns out we were right about that. But it's not me. It's discernment that God's given us, the good brain God gave us. And to be immersed in this, most people got to go to work at a school or a DMV or a factory or an auto parts place or wherever. And I get it. You know what you're doing there. And you know when a customer calls in is going to run a scam on you. And you know when a mom comes in there with 3 or 4 kids and just needs a good deal. Well, I know how the world works. And this is all I do. And I can tell you that this is the big one. And my frustration, to repeat this every segment, is that summer, and I get they're going to attack me regardless of what I say, but I want to get this straight. Any angle you look at this virus, any angle you look at, when you watch China lock down almost 1 billion people, you know that's going to kill the global economy. That right there is just so seismic and just, you know, Godzilla's in a movie tearing up Tokyo. This is Godzilla all over the planet. And I get Trump is in a Godzilla fight here, and he just wants to play it down, and I understand that. But see, that's the trap. When he plays it down, the media is going to say he covered it up. Their only fear is he plays it up and uses it for control like Xi Jinping has done. And that's why Bill Maher said, I think Trump will try to declare martial law with this, because that's what they want to do when Trump doesn't act. And they're afraid Trump may grab it from them at the last minute. And by the way, I don't want martial law with all the bureaucrats that are under Trump, even though he didn't try to put bureaucrats in. I don't want to turn them all into little demigods. I'm just saying, this is the world we've entered. So do you want Nancy Pelosi and the Chi-Coms have martial law, or do you want Trump to? Because that's the wheelhouse we've now entered. And Trump's fighting to stop the martial law, but they're saying he wants it because they're scared, not of martial law, but of executive command. What would George Washington do? Mike Adams, straight ahead.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you ever wanted to know what the First World War looked like, you can go back and look at history. Or the Second World War. Or what the CIA and others call the Third World War, the Cold War. But now, you get to experience the Fourth World War. It's economic. It's psychological. The Communist Chinese were set up in 1949 by the CIA. The Nationalist Chiang Kai-shek was thrown out. And since it was built up as a corporate communist bulwark to take over the planet. Well, at the last minute, Trump took over and Populists got elected. And we said no to the trade war China had been having for 50 years. And we'd won that war. But then a bioweapon sold in 2015 by Obama at North Carolina University of China got released. And scientists looked at it and said it's a bioweapon. And it killed quite a few people. But the virus isn't the issue. The hype, the fear, the media saying it's the end of the world. And we predicted a month ago they would blame Trump for this. They would say that, oh, because he played it down and didn't want to kill the stock market, that he's the reason it's here. Well, last hour I played a bunch of clips of them saying just that, hoping the virus brings down our economy to stop America and Trump, but also saying it's his fault, as if we're idiots. So Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, researcher, scientist, owns a major testing facility, author, has been chronicling this, and we talked the last few days. We said there's this dichotomy. This bipolar system where they either say that there's nothing going on with the virus and it's a hoax, or it's the end of the world. No, the virus is man-made. We know that. It has killed some people. It does spread fast. It is engineered. That's why you got to be concerned, because we don't know. It's an unknown quantity. There's been a cover-up. We know that. Deep state trying to set Trump up. That's all confirmed, too. But that isn't the issue. The media's unification day one, 5 weeks ago, the UN's unification, saying China's doing good, mowing people down with machine guns at checkpoints, but if U.S. tries to block planes coming here, we're bad. Let us know we were the target. And InfoWars and Mike Adams, we raised the alarm, and the head of the U.S. biological weapons law and treaty, he came on and said that, and it's all been confirmed. Limbaugh says, oh, it's man-made, but don't worry about it. I'm not attacking Limbaugh. I get he's just saying, oh, don't hype it up. It's, you know, no. Admit it's bad, and admit it's hyped up, and admit the Democrats openly came out and promoted it would bring down America. If we just get on the offense with this, it's over. But if we're on the defense and listen to globalist agents inside the CDC and the National Institutes of Health, well, then this could be the garrote that chokes America and Trump to death. Mike Adams, lay it out for us.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Alex. First of all, when Democrats criticize Trump over his handling of this, their criticism is completely illegitimate because they're coming from a place of falsehoods and a history of other hoaxes, and they do not have the best interests of America in mind. Now, when you or I temporarily criticize President Trump, and I have been very critical of his handling
It's
only to warn him and to hope that he can maybe get better advisors and get better people around him. But the big story here is that there is, I believe, and I've said this for weeks, there is a deliberate effort by the CDC to withhold testing in the United States. That has happened for weeks. A deliberate effort by people in Homeland Security and the State Department to spread the infection, to deliberately spread the infection in America. And by the way,
you said that three, 4 weeks ago. That's all confirmed now.
Yes. Well, right, because if you put infected people with non-infected people on an airplane and fly them back to America, as happened from Japan, by a decision of a State Department employee.
Who they know are against Trump. I mean, they've literally been, the UN says, Trump, don't, like 3 weeks ago, don't stop flights. And then the State Department says, right. Screw Trump, bring him in.
It's deliberate. And when you have federal employees who are interacting with isolation quarantine patients at Travis Air Force Base in California, and they are given training 5 days after they had the interaction, and they are not given personal protective equipment, i.e. PPE is what it's called, and then you have community outbreaks just outside Travis Air Force Base, and that woman now infecting staff and doctors in two hospitals in California, Alex, that is not an accident. It is deliberate. It is sabotage.
And Mike, you've been saying that for a month. Now it's confirmed. They're now blaming Trump, as you predicted they would do.
Well, exactly. Exactly right. And by the way, the argument of conservatives who are saying that now anybody who believes the virus is a pandemic or anybody who criticizes Trump is now anti-America or hates Trump or is trying to bring Trump down, that is a logical fallacy. The virus doesn't play politics.
We don't want Trump set up. China didn't shut down all its major cities and do this on a joke. They're doing it as an attack on us. With the media, exactly. We predicted with an attack, as has now happened.
Well, exactly. And you mentioned Rush, so I'll bring this up. Okay, Rush says there's only a 2% mortality rate. Well, if you infect half of America, which is pretty typical for a flu, 2% comes out to roughly 3.3 million dead Americans. So Rush essentially just admitted there could be millions of deaths in America.
And let's be clear.
Which is 100 times larger than the flu.
And let's be clear. We don't want that to happen. It's terrible. The media is going to hype the living hell out of that after Rush and everybody was conned into just saying it's not an issue. When it's a Chi-Com weapon, Obama sold them. We have their ass. If Trump would just go after Obama for this, it's over.
That's right. If Trump would talk about the origins of the virus,
yes.
Fire top people at the CDC, expose the CDC's withholding of the diagnostic test kits, which, again, I believe is deliberate, have a
stop
DOJ
there again.
I'm going to
hold over
to the CDC.
Mike, let me just say this, because you're absolutely right. And I'm going to let you just host next segment, because I'm going to interrupt. This makes me so mad. We predicted it. We showed it. We're on target. You're absolutely right. They held back the kits. They're setting the president up. The deep state's already screwed him over and over again. And this time they're doing it through a virus working with the Chi-Coms, Mike. It's so obvious. In fact, it's not debatable. This is what's happening. So what do we do?
Well, one more important point. The Institute for Disease Modeling did a study. This is up on Zero Hedge right now. I haven't had a chance to cover it yet. The virus has a known mutation rate. By looking at mutations in different people, you can actually calculate a timeline of how long the virus has been spreading in a certain area. According to that study, which was just published, this virus has now spread to an estimated 1,500 people in Washington state, and it has been replicating for 6 weeks. So that's that study. And it's extremely important to understand this. Geneticists can actually study how long the virus has been around based on the known mutation.
There it is on headline. Scientists discover HIV-like mutation. Yeah, it was added to it. It's engineered, which makes coronavirus extremely infectious. What, again, explain what that means to people. That is so huge.
Well, the key point here is that by delaying the testing kits, the CDC has allowed the virus to replicate by a factor of about 1,000. So if the test kits were available early on,
they could have stopped it early.
They could have stopped it early. They would have had what they called the intelligence or the surveillance of the disease. They would have been able to lock down the very small pockets and prevent those from going big. Now it's already gone big. By my estimation, Alex, there are between 5,000 and 10,000 infections in America right now, but most of them haven't yet been diagnosed. The labs have only been given permission to be turned on starting tomorrow in most cases, and it's going to take 2 weeks to ramp up the public health labs at the state level across the country. 2 weeks from now, we'll have a total capacity, according to Dr. Fauci, of about 10,000 tests per day nationwide. So we're going from zero, essentially zero, to 10,000 per day over the next 2 weeks. How many confirmed cases will we see? Well, it's very easy to actually predict that. We're going to see tens of cases throughout the coming week and then dozens of cases in the week following.
And by the way,
hundreds of cases.
Notice as soon as Trump doubled down and said it doesn't exist, it's not a problem, that they go, oh, now we're able to give tests out.
That's
to
right.
Discredit him. He's being set up by the bureaucracy. Whether the virus is super deadly or not, now this is about, and the media can't help it. They're suddenly like, oh, Trump screwed. He covered it up. He said it wasn't a problem. Their pre-programming shows us the setup.
Well, that's right. And even the advice they're giving him, like, oh, have enhanced airport screening. Well, we already know that airport screening misses 75 to 80% of infected patients because of the asymptomatic incubation period. So airport screening, not very effective, actually. There are only two things that work here. I know we got to go to break. We'll cover them on the other side then.
Yeah, let's talk about this because, folks, there's now no longer any doubt. The deep state is behind this. It's man-made. They're making their move on Trump, and Trump so far has made the wrong moves. Maybe he's got some 3D chess. We'll talk about it straight ahead.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
With the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, at band.video and infowars.com and newswars.com, we're covering all this on radio stations and TV stations across the country. And Mike Adams is a really smart guy, and I really respect him. And I was interrupting him constantly during the last break because I want to call myself hysterical, but our analysis and brainstorm and the callers and the guest and the top lawyer and scientist that wrote the U.S. biological weapons treaty that became world law have all said for over a month it's man-made. Major Indian universities, other scientific facilities have looked at it and go, my God, it's man-made. Well, of course we're concerned about that. So where'd it come from in China? Now even the Pentagon says it's man-made. But what if it's really nothing? Well, the media hysteria to attack the stock market is what's real, and what's happened to the stock market is real, a 15-point loss, and what's going to happen tomorrow. So, Mike, I interrupted a lot. In this segment, you've got the floor. You bring up kind of the past points, and I know that's important to set the table, but currently, just pulling back from this, when the Democrats, I played this last hour, openly say it's Trump's fault, it's deadly, this will bring down the economy, hooray. There's so many pieces to that, that they would say they hope it's real and kills a bunch of people. They'd hope to hurt the economy. That right there should discredit them, but they just move forward. So on the first day of March 2020, there's so much breaking, so much happening. This is the big one. Regardless, they're making their move with it. We're not even saying the virus is super deadly. But clearly, the media hype, the EU hype, what the Chi-Coms have done, they're planning something big with this. What do you think it is?
Well, there's a second trap that they can initiate in all this. The first trap was to allow the virus to spread deliberately and then blame Trump. That trap has been sprung, and the narrative has already been launched. The second trap is even bigger. They know that there are going to be quarantines of communities and perhaps cities across America, and those quarantines will most likely be liberal cities where you have the most filth, the most homelessness, you know, and so on, and the highest population density. It will be the Democrats, mark my words, Alex, it'll be the Democrats calling for suspending the elections in November because not enough Democrats will be able to participate because they will be under quarantine. If Trump suspends the elections, then the Democrats, or if Trump is able to, I mean, he might have to have a lot of other people going along with it, perhaps the Supreme Court, perhaps the Senate, who knows. But if he's able to achieve that, then the Democrats will say, oh my gosh, he's a dictator now. He's just declared himself a dictator, and they will use that to launch the big violent revolution that they've been talking about for years. So they are going to try to cancel the elections, you could say, as this virus pandemic explodes. But they'll try to get Trump to do it so they can blame Trump for now being a dictator. So that's the second trap they're trying to spring. The third trap is the preparedness trap. So the way to counter this virus is for people to get prepared for with common sense things. It doesn't mean you have to panic, but it's not panicking to have a 30-day food supply in case you are ordered into a 30-day quarantine, right? It's just common sense. So people need to be prepared, especially in big cities, to survive in their own apartments or homes for 30 days with no outside supplies. That's common sense. That's not a panic. But the liberal media will make sure that preparedness is seen as something that's bad. In fact, even some Trump officials, such as the Surgeon General out there screaming that people should stop buying masks, and then others from the CDC and Homeland Security and so on screaming about, oh, don't buy food, don't buy anything, you shouldn't even have cleaning supplies. I mean, Alex, Ready.gov even recommends a three-day supply. So now, is a three-day supply evil? Is it wrong to be prepared? And every other country in the world is telling its citizens, yes, wear a mask, have gloves, have hand sanitizers, sanitize surfaces that you touch. Be ready to isolate in your home if that's the situation that's called for. And it has in Italy and Korea and all over the place. That's common sense. And then for Trump to state that America is the most ready nation in the world when we didn't have any test kits, and when the information coming out of Trump advisors is do not prepare, that's where I find a lot of fault currently with the president, and I'm hoping he'll correct that soon.
No, you're right, because they would definitely, the Democrats are already using it. I was talking to you 2 days ago. You said, oh, my God, they're going to use this. Now they are today.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And by the way, the economic impacts that we are going to suffer here as America, those are beyond our control. So even if Trump did everything right, and even if we totally contained it in America and had very few outbreaks, the economic wave of bankruptcies, the supply chain Armageddon, as it's called, that's coming, will hit America economically in ways that very few people are currently projecting. Because,
and by the way, let's pull back from that. Ahead. We're not talking about a virus now. The hype, whether it's fake, whatever it is, has now devastated the Chinese economy, and the shockwaves are now going out. That's in all the financial reports. It's confirmed. So explain that to people.
Well, let me give you an example. I have a family member who runs a big auto dealership, and I talked to him on the phone a couple of days ago, and he said, hey, we've got 30 luxury vans made in America that we can't sell because they're under recall from the manufacturer, and the recalled part is a circuit board that controls the automatic transmission, and the circuit board uses components made in Wuhan, China. So you have all over the country probably, I don't know, hundreds of millions of dollars of inventory of different things, aircraft, telecom gear, vehicles, things that are sitting there wasting money, can't be sold, can't be used because there's one part. An entire vehicle can come down to one part out of China, and that part may be months away. In fact, my family member told me they're trying to now resource it through Mexico, so they have to send the electronic schematics to a Mexican a component manufacturer and start from scratch.
By the way, that was in the news 2 weeks ago. It was like Reuters. We pull it up, guys, if you can. German auto industry might have 50% reduction in sales over Wuhan virus. And it was just, it was pointing just out that very point.
Well, and in Korea, they've already shut down a couple of car manufacturers, and there are Samsung smartphone manufacturing is, of course, heavily disrupted at this
point. Sure, so regardless whether it's super bad or not, the hysteria over it, what China did to create this hysteria is huge. It looked like they were trying to hype the hysteria, Mike, clearly as a weapon, not just to reset there, but to show the U.S. how dependent we are on them. Because if they just shut their economy down to show us, their people would get pissed. They'd be the villain. But if it's a virus that does it, I think this is China striking back. Whether the virus is super deadly or not, I think it's very clear this is China striking back.
Well, there may be an element of that to the big picture plan, but there's no question that China's economy will be devastated even after they recover, because every nation in the world is now thinking about sourcing somewhere else and having multiple sources.
Shutting down all your major cities in the number one industrial system in the world is a big deal. Forget, forget Limbaugh. He's great. He's right. Looks like high from the virus. Doesn't matter. The response and what the public did about it, and the media saying it's the end of the world, this is economically a hydrogen bomb.
Well, right. And there are other issues that he hasn't even addressed, such as what happens when all the hospital beds get full in America. If you've got 100 million people who are sick all at the same time, and you've got only 200,000 plus hospital beds, you can start to do the math and figure out what happens. People get sent home to die.
2% of the U.S. population dying is like 5 million people.
It's roughly 3.3 million people dead, if that's the number.
Well, 2%, we'll talk about it when we come back.
I don't sell firearms. but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, I've been on air on this Sunday broadcast for an hour and 33 minutes, and I haven't plugged yet today because at a deep level it feels weird to hand out life preservers on a sinking ship. Even though you're helping people, it still feels like you're being opportunistic. Most talk show hosts would be plugging every segment during a period like this.
but I'll just tell it like it is. That's all I can do is just tell you what I'm really thinking and what I'm really up to. There are a lot of storable foods companies out there that already sold out to the government, already sold out to major institutions. Our sponsor didn't. And they came to me over a month ago and they said, man, we're seeing double, triple sales every day. How bad do you think it's going to get? And I said, China, and I keep repeating this every segment, please listen to me. I've got so much to cover. It's not lack of material. I keep saying the same thing. China is the number one real economy in the world. And it's globalist run. They wouldn't shut that sucker down unless they either had the worst plague ever or they were using it as a weapon against the West. And they're clearly now using it as a weapon. And we are sickeningly on target. I know you all saw it and heard it, your regular listeners. I don't even have the crew to go back and get it. With Mike Adams and Dr. Francis Boyle and everybody else laying out, and then they're going to blame Trump, and they didn't send the kits out, and then it's going to be a setup, and then it's going to hurt the stock market. And I'm sitting here watching it in slow motion happen, and I'm not happy we sold a bunch of storable food because I knew we'd sell out. And then I had to come on air and tell you that. And then there's the sickening feeling of knowing there's all these jerks everywhere who we've tried to buy from who are sold out and are lying to people and saying 7 days for delivery. I'm not going to tell you we've got food delivered to you in 7 days. It's 6 to 8 weeks now. You put your order in earlier, you got it. And quite frankly, since Trump came out and said there's no problem, food sales have gone way down. So maybe it's 5 weeks now. We just under-promise, over-deliver. And yeah, I want to make money to fund this operation, stay on air, and get people high-quality, affordable food that takes care of them and their family. But that's not what it's about. They're going to try to war game this from every angle. But you can see that they wouldn't shut down Italy and China and all these other places and all the other big announcements unless this was a big concerted effort. And I've said this every segment. I'll say it again. It's all unified press releases by every major government but the U.S. So part of me is very proud of President Trump and whatever intel he's got that I don't have, that he is bucking it. I hope he's not being trapped. Maybe he knows something I don't know. And I'm just being honest with you. Other talk shows will tell you definitive BS. I don't. When I'm definitive, I tell you. I just know this is synthetic. This is a big move. We've been right about I'm going to blame Trump and crash the economy. And now it's all happening. And so every moment here on air, I'm like kicking myself in the head just thinking, you better be on target, boy. You better come up with the answer. I think we've come up with the answers. But you get in the fight moment, it's like, folks, I'm just going to tell you right now. They wouldn't shut China down like that unless they were playing something mega huge. This is a war. This is a war. I don't know every facet of it. We're under attack. That's all I can say. And I don't want to say I'm paralyzed. I'm to the point where just the microcosm of all the other big food sellers were out a month ago. They're telling people they got food when they don't. Just taking your money. I know what goes into that. When we even take your money, we've got to then sit there and sit on it until you get delivered. And that's a time bomb for so many reasons. And I just look at the evil that's everywhere, and it makes me sick. And I, at a certain point, when you're a business owner and a broadcaster and everything I do, you get a view into stuff. God's really taught me from every level ground up how stuff works. And most people don't have this experience. And I wish you had this experience. They try to keep you in the dark so you never get these experiences. And then the problem is once you have these experiences, you're like trying to tell people what you know. But it's so complex, there's no way to even do it. I just know this. When I was trying to figure out over a month ago whether this was a big deal or not, I called around, not just our supplier. They said, yeah, it's all sold out. That's never been done before by government institutions. So that tells me they know food is going to be a big premium in the future, whether the virus is a big threat or not, or whether they're going to create a global hysteria that crashes the economy. And if you're in a Great Depression, food's going to be worth even more. So that's what I'm telling you is, any angle, any slice, any view, this is the biggest attack on America and freedom I've ever seen. Mike, sorry I'm ranting during the segment. You're an engineer, a scientist. You looked at every angle. This, we should get into the providence of the virus. It's man-made. Even Limbaugh goes, oh, it's man-made, but don't worry about it. I get him at that level he's at, not trying to create a crisis. But we already swallowed the lure with treble hooks. How do we get it out of our throat? How do we snatch victory from the jaws of defeat?
Well, look, America can survive this, but it requires people turning to antiviral molecules that exist right now. And there are only two sources of where to get that. Number one, there are some prescription medications that have antiviral effects. None of them are yet proven against the coronavirus, but they're very strong candidates. The second place is plants. And understand, plants, which is foods, superfoods, herbs, even just regular things like garlic and ginger and onions, plants must synthesize their own antivirals and antibiotics. Otherwise,
let's be clear, when
die.
I'm about to sick, I gorge on onions and a bunch of red meat and garlic, and I never, it's a drug.
Well, look, plants make it. They literally make it. So most of these molecules are made out of just carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Those, just those three elements make vitamin C, for example, or progesterone, or cannabinoids. But, you know, your store, for example, offers, I believe, a 95% curcuminoid extract.
Bodies is amazing. And people know they're buying it.
And, I'm always careful not to get you in any regulatory trouble. But, folks, pay special attention to that molecule. You should get some. And you should get other molecules. There's licorice root has a molecule called glycyrrhizin, which is a very potent antiviral. I'm seeing research on what's called phytocyanin.
By the way, the Germans knew that. That's what they're, things like, what's that drink? I haven't had it in years. It's the Jägermeister. It's almost, is licorice. And they take that when they're sick.
There we go. And by the way, licorice root, that molecule glycyrrhizin also protects your liver from acetaminophen damage, which is Tylenol. So Tylenol causes liver damage all over the world. It kills people who combine it with alcohol. But glycyrrhizin protects your liver. So you can protect your liver. It has antiviral effects. And
how did the Germans 300 years ago know drink licorice? People just figured it out.
Right. Well, we're surrounded by natural medicine that we're compatible with. It's part of our natural world. Tree bark. I mean, cinnamon comes from tree bark. The herbs and spices and foods and all these things. I demonstrated a couple on your show last week. Some wood.
I saw that.
That grows from a spruce tree, you know, and some weird spices out of Indonesia. All kinds of things. The bottom line is, if people are so stupid that they think the only medicine in the world comes from Big Pharma, that stupidity may get them killed. What Trump should do, in my opinion, although he'll never do this, but what he should do is say, hey, America, everybody, boost your health, take some vitamin D, increase your intake of healthy foods, stop eating the junk food, you know, get healthy.
Stay there,
because
then.
That
stay
will
there.
Have
let's talk about
effect.
Let's talk about political solutions to get ahead of what they're doing. Instead of debating whether the virus is deadly, Trump knows. The hysteria of the virus is what's deadly. We failed to contain that, so how do you deal with that? And then let's talk about how we personally protect ourselves with Mike Adams, who I respect so much. Stay with us on Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Do not spread that link.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Here's the big takeaway as we do the final live segment of this Sunday night show. They are engineering a global recession or depression out of this crisis. And I get the president being told up front to play it down, to try to stop it, but you can see the whole corporate media, the whole system behind it, and now they're doing it. And the Democrats, just like we predicted over a month ago, have come in, said it's all the president's fault. I believe, due to our prayer and our political will promoting the truth, Trump will survive this, but everybody needs to promote the live feed here. We're not just on the sidelines here claiming we're the zeitgeist. We are. You are the zeitgeist. So when you promote this broadcast, it's your very breath, your very will exerting itself. So we'll also post the videos to Bandout Video. Let's go ahead and play a Fox News clip that just aired like 3 minutes ago. I was just during break. We got Fox News on in the control room. And this is the hysteria they're promoting of the collapse of the stock market this week. Here it is.
Coronavirus continues to spark global concern as the outbreak spreads to more than 60 countries. The epidemic rattling the world economy, prompting Wall Street to surrender nearly 5 months of gains. The major indexes finished the week down sharply, but well above session lows. It was the market's worst week since the 2008 financial crisis. Alex Hogan has more from the New York Stock Exchange. Alex.
John, analysts here on Wall Street are bracing for likely another week of economic pain as the coronavirus continues to spread globally. The many uncertainties are not only rattling the confidence of investors, but also sending shockwaves through the markets. In China, the world's second largest economy, where the virus began, taking a hit. Factory activity plunging to an all-time low. The country's manufacturing purchasing managers index dropping to 35.7 from 50 in January. The Middle East is recording its lowest oil prices since 2008. Oil giants Exxon and Chevron watching shares tumble with the price of oil dipping 16%. And tech giants Microsoft and Apple together losing $300 billion. Tourism industry seeing a steep decline too, with American Airlines...
That's enough of that. Again, I don't have the crew to do this, but you were watching, you were listening as listeners. You're awesome. We're banned on YouTube. You can take clips of the show and say, here's where, don't say my name, but here's where the news predicted this would happen. It wasn't hard. When China locked down its major cities, if they had a real thing, they had to cover it up. Or it's so deadly, they had to cover it up. Either way, it's mathematically the same equation, global financial collapse, unless we point it out and say it's part of American industry and American military will that we don't worry about it, and we go out and we eat healthy and we, you know, exercise and we deal with it, we don't panic. The only way to counter fear like this is to admit the threat and counter it. You cover it up, you've taken the bait. And so again, I'm no rocket scientist, man, but when I see major cities totally locked down by the Chi-Coms, it's like it's either the worst plague ever or it's a total psyop. Either way, man, you get the same equation. So either way, it's the same equation. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. Do you agree with that? And what does Trump need to do right now to get ahead of this? Because I love the president. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not as smart as he is. We helped get him elected. He admits that. I think he's behind the eight ball. I think he took the bait on this.
Well, yeah, I think he took the bait, but he's got an opportunity to get out in front of it right now and take a leadership role and also have a new call for Made in America and nationalism. And let's have
that's what Buchanan said. Why aren't you pointing out it's China and globalism and open borders? Exactly. So when it hits, you don't get blamed.
This is the best argument ever. This virus is the best argument for protecting borders, screening people who come into your country, and having redundant trees within your own borders. This is it. The argument
exactly.
Is over.
So who was advising him at this critical point not to take victory out of this?
I don't know. I can't figure out why Trump is not hammering these very powerful points that prove Trump was right. Trump was right all along. We need Made in America that's really Made in America, not the fake Made in America using parts from China, which is what a lot of the situation is. But I mean semiconductors in America, textiles in America. Now, I know prices will go higher, but what's the cost of having no supply? You see,
but that's going to drive up wages anyways.
Well, that's true. That's true.
That's
but
what we need.
There's another problem, Alex. Maybe you've seen this in your own warehouse operations as well, but the younger millennials and even younger people in America today, they do not have a work ethic that you and I grew up with. So there's this laziness. It's real. It's in the youth of America today. They don't think they should have to work. They say things like, I don't work in a sneaker factory. I buy brand name sneakers. You know, they're consumers, not producers. And this is...
Well, on average, there's a sluggishness, and that's well known. I'm sluggish compared to my grandfather's, but you're absolutely right. People then also just see numbers. They go, like, I even have CPAs. They go, this week's like, well, there's this money in your bank account. I saw the tax bill, and I go, we'll be bankrupt. Now, wait, you didn't count? We got to pay the vendors? And I go, oh, you're right. Sorry. Half that money was to be paid for refilling orders. I'm like, I was up here yesterday. I'm not bitching. 5 hours going, that's money owed to people. I won't pay taxes on money that's not mine. Almost had a damn heart attack. But, I mean, it's CPAs, man. It's a breakdown.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing breakdowns in banking and finance. I'm seeing banks just utterly fail to do their jobs.
Well,
right
part
now
of that is the extra cash.
Breakdown in labor.
I'm all for liquidity, but it makes people decadent.
It really does. When money is too easy, people forget how to earn it. And this is happening in America right now. So I hope we can return to a manufacturing base.
Oh, my God. I read this CNN article I meant to cover today. It was like, why are people socialist and communist? Like, well, they rode from Milwaukee to West Virginia, and they got veggie pizza, and they saw the coal dust and thought it was ugly. Then you know how ugly a communist country was? It's just delusional. Right. They don't know how. Right. I'm not bragging. You're not either. But when you actually run stuff, you get how stuff works. These people have no idea. They just click on their phone and get Uber Eats and then bitch about it and go, I want to be a communist, when you're on an iPhone that's $1,000 made by communist slaves bitching.
Well, this pandemic is going to be the ultimate wake-up call globally.
No, I agree. Let me say that. Once you're back on the show tomorrow, I'm ranting. In a few minutes here, if it is really deadly and everything locks down, and you have a Wuhan quarantine, what will the average leftist do? You talk about a group of psychotic piranhas.
Well, that's the thing. There will be no enforcement of any quarantine of a liberal city in America, because the people that you would try to isolate will not comply. Not at all. They will go nuts. I mean, they're insane on a normal day in many cases. They'll go even more insane. And so, by the way, the Spanish flu spread during World War I because masses of people, soldiers, were sharing rail cars and military barracks and so on. You put a lot of people in groups, like a group marching down the street or protesting in a group, you're going to spread this virus like crazy. So we're actually looking at a convergence of events.
Well, that was Malthus' plan 300 years ago, was to crowd us together and release a microbe, yeah, as he called it.
Well, yeah, it's going to be highly effective at spreading in these cities, especially since there's basically very little public sanitation in these cities. The raw feces washes right out onto the beaches, essentially, to the ocean, and it's swept back onto the beaches. Every beach from Washington State all the way down to the southern tip of Western California will be coated with coronavirus very soon. So imagine the summer. How it's going to spread. Maybe there'll be some suppression during the summer, but it's going to come back with a vengeance in the fall, most likely. America is not going to escape unscathed. There's no way. If it could be contained, Alex, it would have been contained in Wuhan, because they had draconian measures that we won't even attempt in this country, thank goodness. So it will not be contained in America.
But I'm not poo-pooing what you say, Mike. You're absolutely right. If it's real from their perspective, you don't want to contain it. Even if it's hype, they've used it as a weapon for globalist takeover and try to crash
that's
the economy.
Right.
Either way you look at it, this is it. This is real.
And I can't imagine 60 nations cooperating on a giant global hoax that first involves local economic
suicide. I agree. I think it's killing a lot of people, and they're scared.
Yeah, this is real. This is real. It's killing people. It's killing economies. It's killing supply chains. It's absolutely real. We are among the last nations probably to be hit hard by it, just because of our geography.
All right, Mike, join me again tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Day to night, 8 a.m. Central. Infowars.com/show. Newswars.com. Hey, wherever you get your tumor, to get it, we have one of the best, Infowarsstore.com. By the way, we're like Mike pointed out last week, I appreciate this. People are calling us going, I'm not ordering for you now that it's 6 weeks. The food is 6 weeks. That's a private vendor we drop ship. We're ready to ship within 24 hours on any of the products, all the super silver products, all the turmeric, all the X2, all the X3, Infowarsstore.com. That funds the operation. But the turmeric is selling out quickly. It's super high quality. So that's all shipped out within a day, unless it's the weekend. That's 3 days. Infowarsstore.com. Thank you, Mike Adams. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Don't tell folks about the show. Bill Gates thanks you for it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.